In the name of Jesus Christ, the risen one. Alleluia. Text for our Easter meditation is St. Luke's gospel account of that first Easter morning as previously read. Now, I hate to break the joy of the alleluias, but in keeping with the way that that first Easter morning started for the women, I'm going to ask you to imagine something extremely bleak. Imagine a world where the women found the stone exactly as they had left it. They had seen the lifeless and dead body of Jesus laid to rest inside that tomb in its burial shroud, and then they had seen that stone rolled into place and the stone was sealed. And imagine the world where that stone was never rolled away, where the words "Christ is risen indeed" have never been spoken and Christians never even existed. That's a world where a heavy shroud of darkness and death hangs over every day like an everlasting funeral, threatening to suffocate everything beneath it. The veil of tears is still intact. And every day feels like a funeral that seems like a pickup game. It just ends and resumes whenever the next life falls back to the dust. And in this world, life itself is merely dying out. And death is victorious if the stone had never been rolled away. And in that world where the stone had never been rolled away, love cannot really exist either. In that world, the highest law of the land amounts to something like the common law of the animals, the survival of the fittest. Nobody can ever love anyone ever again because love itself died and is still in the tomb. And so those words, "I love you," have been forever replaced in minds and hearts with what people actually mean. "I lust for you," or "I need you to do something." But real love cannot exist in this world. Real love lies dead behind that stone. Outside that stone, truth cannot exist either if the one who claimed to be the way and the truth and the life could not prove to be any of the three. If Jesus lies behind that stone still dead, then he lies exposed as a liar and the truth no longer exists. Everyone has their own truth. Everyone gets to be the judge of that truth, and everyone's truth is different, and so there is no truth at all. Truth has died in that world as well. Far away from the stone, life itself is totally devoid of joy because joy can only come from sharing life and love and truth with God and with other people. And in this world where all three of those things are dead, then people only live for themselves and they cannot have joy. If the stone lies in its place, then joy is dead. The stone lies in its place, and life and love and truth and joy are all dead. Then there's no chance to ever find hope or peace because all of those things are dead and nothing will ever be as it should be. Nothing has any hope of ever getting better. People will only fight, only yell, only criticize. In the world where the stone was never rolled away, the foul stench of death proclaims its victory. and the great, unstoppable Almighty came up against the immovable reality that is death, and he lost. It won. Death wins if the stone was never rolled away. My friends, that if is the biggest if this world will never have to know about. Because that world is not this world, and we will never have to know the true misery of what that would be like if the stone was never rolled away, because, my friends, the stone has been rolled away. It's the very first thing that happened on that third day, on that first Easter morning. The ground shook, and the angel appeared to roll the stone away and reveal what was inside. That Jesus was not there because he was risen, and with him, life and love and joy and truth and peace and hope were all risen along with him. So the angel was peeling off the shroud of death, revealing the world where life had risen again from the dead. Now you might ask, if the stone has been rolled away, why does that world that we were imagining before, where everything good was dead and nothing peaceful or loving ever happened, why does that world feel so familiar to us? Why does that world feel like the world that we live in, where life and love and truth and joy and hope and peace are such foreign concepts, and it feels like death has our world by the throat? Why does that world feel like the world that we live in, where there's so many funerals and so much pain? Well, perhaps it's that way for two reasons. First of all, the masses of this world either don't know that the stone has been rolled away, or worse, don't care. And so their eyes are still veiled by the shroud of death and ignorance. They're still being suffocated by the veil of tears. It's that way because the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ. The devil's work is to keep people under that veil so that they cannot understand the message of cross, and so that they perish in their ignorance. That's the first reason. The second reason is perhaps because those who do know that the stone has been rolled away and who do care about it live in a world where we are struck by the constant amnesia of sin, like a persistent memory loss that constantly makes us forget. It's like the devil spends his days with all of his evil angels playing monkeys on the bed, jumping up and down, trying to pull the sheet back over our eyes so that we cannot see, so that we're covered by the sheet and the shroud of death, so that we're back underneath the veil. And when the devil succeeds in distracting us and covering our eyes once again, then that imaginary world that we talked about before, the bleak one with all the death, that world quickly begins to feel like this world, where the eyes of the world are covered and where our eyes are covered once again. That's what happens if we do not remember that the stone has been rolled away. That's what happens if we do not remember that Jesus is risen from the dead. And that's what happened to the followers of Jesus on that first Easter morning. You see the women who were going to the tomb early on that third day, they were going expecting a funeral. They were going expecting to find things exactly as they had left them. The lifeless body of Jesus still inside that tomb and the stone in its place. And they were even worried because they didn't know who was going to roll the stone away. They were living in the world where Jesus was still dead, and so was everything else. Life and love and hope and truth and joy and peace, all of those were dead in the tomb with him. But those women did not find the world as they left it on Friday. They found a world that had been burst open because the angel had appeared and rolled open the tomb. The angels appeared like a gleam of lightning into their lives to brighten up the darkness and to remind them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Remember what happened next? Then they remembered his words. Then they remembered what Jesus had predicted and had warned them about and had told them was coming. Like three times it's recorded in the book of Luke where Jesus had said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, must be killed, and on the third day raised to life. They forgot to remember because they had just lived through the horror of watching Jesus crucified on the cross. And so they were traumatized in their memories along with it. They were living in the world where Jesus was still dead, but the angels reminded them to remember what Jesus had said, and the angels sent the women to remind the disciples as well, to remember everything that Jesus had said that he would do and now that he had done. And on that first morning, the shroud was back over the disciples' eyes as well, and they woke up with groggy and guilty hearts. And so when the women came with the report that Jesus was risen, it seemed like nonsense from hysterical women. But soon the disciples were reminded to remember as well. Soon they saw for themselves and they believed that Jesus was risen from the dead just as he said. The veil of tears was pulled from their eyes and death had been dealt a death blow. Torn in two, just as the prophet Isaiah had said long ago. On this mountain, Jerusalem, the mountain where Jesus was crucified, God will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from the earth. The Lord has spoken. My friends, this is the world that you live in, where Jesus is risen from the dead and the stone is rolled away to reveal it to all. This is the world where Christ is risen indeed and life marches victorious over death. And you have every blessing that comes from Jesus' Easter victory. You have life and love and truth and joy and hope and peace, all of them in him, all of them based on the unshakable truth of his Easter resurrection and victory. And that's what this day is all about, remembering to remember that the stone is rolled away, that Jesus said that he would rise, and he did exactly what he said, and so the shroud of death has been destroyed. That's our job, to hold that Easter victory in front of our eyes and to hold that victory out to a world who doesn't know it. Our job is to share with our world that life and love and truth and hope and joy and peace are all alive because Jesus lives. That's the hope that we have for our world because life marches victorious over death. Death does not win in our world. Jesus, the resurrection and the life wins. That's the world we live in, where life is alive once again. The trouble that we still have is that our memory loss is just so persistent. Sin is still like an amnesia to us that makes us forget, and if we don't remember it, then we start to live once again in a world where he lost and we lost too. There's a love story that illustrates this point. It's a story about a woman who was in a terrible car accident. And the car accident destroyed her short-term memory so that every day after the car accident, she lives that day and she can remember one day's worth. But in the morning, she wakes up and she can't remember anything from the day before. Her memory resets back to the day of the crash. Well, this woman, one day, meets a man who falls in love with her, and she with him. But the trouble is, the next day, she can't remember who he is. And so every day after, this man was find a new way to make this woman fall in love with him all over again, and he does. But he just can't get her to remember him the next day. Until he thinks of something. He records a video of their entire life together, their love and their whole relationship, so that every day she can wake up and watch that video and remember and relearn again who this man is to her, her beloved, and all the things that this man has done for her. Now, I'll admit to you, I don't think I'd ever imagined using Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore in 51st Dates as an illustration of Christ and the church. But doesn't it make a beautiful picture? Every day we wake up struck with the amnesia of sin. We wake up back in a world where sin and death seem to reign and where we struggle to love and find joy and hope and peace is nowhere to be found in our Savior Jesus. Makes us fall in love with him all over again every day. Yet we struggle to remember. And so what does he do? He records the entire story of his love, everything that he has ever done for us to have and to remember and to learn and read over and over again so that we never forget to remember that he was handed over and crucified and died and rose from the dead just as he said he would. These words are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and by believing you may have life in his name. That's why we gather on Easter Day and make every Sunday a mini Easter, so that we never forget, but always remember to remember that the stone is rolled away, that Jesus has risen from the dead, and so has life and love and joy and hope and peace and truth all with him. And we have every blessing that comes from the risen Lord. Remember and do not forget it. Jesus is risen from the dead and he gives us the victory. Alleluia. Amen.
Hey, thank you so much for spending some time with us and worshiping with us online today. We are so glad you fed your faith through the work of Mount Olive, and we'd love to know that you fed your faith. So head on over to MountOliveAppleton.com and click the online friendship register, or just click the link in the description here. It takes about 1 minute to fill out. Thanks so much for spending time with us. God's blessings on your day.